Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonnie, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talks. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, May 18th. Do investors have their sea legs underneath them? Markets staged a solid rebound yesterday, buoyed by comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and some better-than-expected retail data. Closing its third straight day of gains, the Dow ended the day up 431 points. The S&P 500 ended the day up 2%, and the NASDAQ up 2.8%. Bill, let's dive into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing this morning? Now, I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are down 0.86% this morning. Earlier, they were down 0.5%. They started coming back. We were down 0.3%. And now we're down, 0.86. So we are going to have a weaker opening. Why? Because, the retail stocks, not all the retail stocks. I really want to preface this. It's Target essentially. I mean, Target delivered a miss, and that's causing a big sell-off and some lows isn't as strong as people would have liked. So that's creating some weakness, and that's why you're seeing the S&Ps pull down. But oil stocks remain bullish. I mean, that demand from China is expected to increase, and as their lockdowns that lockdown mandate ends, so that's going to increase oil demand from China, which is going to be good for oil stocks. The market, I think, is still digesting Powell's comments from yesterday, but I do foresee us to have a negative opening this morning. You go overseas and you see Germany's fluctuating between gains and losses. London's lower by about 9 points. Overseas, you see Hong Kong. Hong Kong rose 41 points overnight, whereas in Tokyo jumped 251 points. But I do think there's going to be some weakness this morning that we're going to have to deal with. But we do have some economic reports to look forward to and some more earnings to keep track of.
And Bill, you just said it, there are more earnings to keep track of, some that came out that everybody seems to be talking about. So let's take a look at what is going on in terms of that earnings action.
Okay, let's look at the tape. TJ Maxx, ticker TJX, Tom John X-Ray. They beat by 8 cents, but they did it on lower revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 1.89% this morning. That 8 cent beat was viewed as positive. We're looking at Lowe's, ticker LOW, Larry Oscar William. They beat by 29 cents, but they did it on lower revenue. And you look at the stock this morning, it's down 2.85%. Analog Devices, that's ticker ADI, Apple, David, India. These guys beat by 29 cents on higher revenue, and they raised guidance. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 1.93%. Target, this is the one that's really moving the market today. Target missed by 88 cents, but they did it on higher revenue. Same store sales seem to, be positive. They missed due to inflationary issues. Transportation costs was really a big one for them. You look at the stock Target right now, it's down 23.40%. Shoe Carnival, ticker SCVL, Sam, Charlie, Victor, Larry. These guys beat by 9 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1.67%. I love these shoe stocks, these women's shoe stocks. I take a look at my wife's closet and I just have to be bullish on the women's shoe stocks. I mean, it's incredible. They always seem to do well. Coming up, this afternoon, we have Bed Bath & Body Works, Bed & Bath Body Works, ticker BBWI, Boy Boy William India. Estimated EPS here is for them to come in at 52 cents, and the expected move here is 8.72%. Synopsys, that's ticker SNPS, Sam, Nancy, Paul, Sam. EPS estimate is $2.37. The expected move here is 7.36%. This could be interesting. I'm going to be taking a closer look at this one. We also have Cisco coming out after the bell. That's ticker CSCO, Sam, Charlie Sam, Charlie Oscar. Estimates here are 86 cents. Expected move here is 5.14%. Tomorrow morning, we have Kohl's reporting, ticker KSS, Kilo Sam Sam. The EPS estimate is 75 cents, and the expected move here is 14.28%. I think Kohl's might actually be, you know, one to take a look at if it dips hard today. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings news, Emily.
And Bill, let's turn now to economic events, because investors continue to look for insights on the state of the economy and what the Federal Reserve is going to do to try to curb inflation. And the data that comes out, you know, weekly can sometimes give us really important insights on how things are doing. So what kind of economic report should we be looking out for today?
At 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, 1 hour before the market opens, we have a report on housing starts and building permits. That's going to be a key one. 10:30 a.m., we do have the oil stockpiles report. This comes out from Energy Information Administration. You know, the estimates there are expectations for the stockpiles to have climbed about 1.4 million barrels from last week. You know, the American Petroleum Institute, they released their own stockpile estimates the day before, and their figures indicated that crude stockpiles fell by 2.4 million last week. So there's a real divergence there that I think will be interesting for oil prices once this oil stockpiles report is released. Then at 4 p.m., we're going to be hearing from Philadelphia Fed Bank President Patrick Harker, who will be giving a speech.
And when we're talking about insights and what we can use in order to make smart, informed trades and make stock picks, another area we can look are the hottest headlines coming out from news stories. Now, there's so many all the time. It's really hard to keep track of all the information, all the data that's constantly coming out through our feeds. Now, using our Newswear alerts, we can break down all of this news, all of this information, data, by different segments, sectors, by different events, earnings, buyback, by different sectors like the FANG sector, Dow 30, what's going on in terms of mergers. And Bill, you have it all broken down and you're watching it for us this morning as you do every morning. So tell us, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets?
Well, you know, I watch my FANG sector, you know, alerts, as I tell you every morning. It just gives me a good indication as to what's going to happen with the markets. And you know, you look at that, you look at those stocks this morning, and they are trading lower. So, you know, that's not a positive going into it. And the news behind the headlines, you know, I see something on Amazon. Apparently, they've been trying to avoid federal investigations for some of its drone crashes. You know, it's not really new technology, but it's a new use of an existing technology. So, you know, it's kind of unfair to investigate these speed bumps that are happening. So I wouldn't put much faith in, you know, that being a real driver for Amazon to move lower today. I think more like the retail sector taking a hit with Walmart yesterday, and Target today is going to be more of a factor for Amazon as price action today. We're looking at Apple. You know, Apple is planning on going down to 2 days a week from 3 days a week in the office for their employees. I see Google. Google introduced assured open source software service. And I also see that Google's subsidiary in Russia has just filed for insolvency, which is essentially bankruptcy. You know, we're moving over to Tesla, and we're seeing that Elon Musk is out there saying that the second Tesla AI day is going to be held on August 19th. It's a day to keep aware of. Stock could move prior to that August 19th date and then start to sell off when that date hits. In terms of Dow Jones 30 news, we got to start with Chevron. I mean, the U.S. government is extending its license for it to maintain its operations in Venezuela. This is important because there could be an announcement today where the U.S. releases the sanctions on Venezuela in order to import oil from Venezuela. So this could, you know, be something to watch this morning. Boeing, you know, they're going to be testing that reusable space capsule Starliner. They're going to do that tomorrow afternoon, about 6 p.m. And, you know, you saw that news yesterday on Boeing, how that plane crash in China, they're saying it was, deliberately done by, either a pilot or one of the persons on the crew. So that really alleviates anything of Boeing's responsibility. So that's a positive for Boeing. I think that that's going to help, keep those shares trading a little higher over the next few weeks. Walmart, they're going to be hosting a one weekend only savings event exclusively for Walmart Plus members. I don't have the date of that event, but this is kind of like an Amazon Prime for Walmart Plus. You see what happens to Amazon Prime as we head into that event. This could, we're going to have to judge to see if the same effect could happen with Walmart here. In terms of merger news, MX is MagnaChip. This stock is up 12% this morning. Apparently, LX Semiconductor submitted a joint bid along with the Carlyle Group to take over MagnaChip. Now, these guys terminated an agreement with Wise Road Capital last year, and that bid was at $29 a share. So with the stock at stock is currently trading at 19, I'm thinking that they might have to actually up that, into, 22, 23 to kind of, make up for that adjustment. But we'll have to wait and see if there's additional news on that merger. Twitter constantly, is an issue here with that merger between Elon Musk's takeover deal there. Twitter's filing the SEC documents to go through with this takeover. Musk is saying that, he doesn't want to do it at this price. He doesn't want to do it because of the bot accounts. He's got buyer's remorse. Unfortunately for him, there's a $1 billion penalty if he doesn't go through with the merger. And he's going to, kind of say, well, I'm not sure about these bot accounts. You shouldn't have been sure before you made the offer. You can't do it afterwards. So, yeah, he's going to be either taking over Tesla, or he's going to be taking over Twitter, or he's going to be paying Twitter $1 billion. I don't think, I think this thing's going to be long and drawn out. Let's move on to some guidance news. Ticker DOCS, David, Oscar, Charlie, Sam, they released earnings last night. And they see Q1 revenue coming in at $88.6 million to $89.6 million. Street has an estimate of $96.7 million. You look at the ticker DOCS, and that's just the stock is just getting slammed this morning. It's down 15.28%. We're talking Lowe's. Lowe's sees 2022 EPS 1310 to 1360. Not bad. Street estimates 1338. Stock is off 3.5%, though. Analog devices at sticker ADI, Apple David India, they see Q3 adjusted EPS, coming in 10 cents minus or plus the 242 figure. Now, the street estimate was $2.16. So even if you take that 10 cents on the low one, that's 232. That's a big uptick. So, that's why one of the reasons why ADI is trading higher. It's up 1.93% this morning. And TJ Maxx, that's ticker TJX, Tom John X-Ray, they see Q2 EPS coming in 65 cents to 69 cents. Street estimate is at 75 cents. Not good. Okay, let's talk about some shareholder and event meetings going on. Foot Locker holding their annual shareholders meeting today, started at 9 a.m. The key thing here is their earnings come out Friday, so something could be good or interesting could come out of this meeting. You want to, keep an eye out for some press releases from Foot Locker today, because earnings are Friday. They might make an announcement ahead of time. Halliburton, ticker HAL, Happy Apple Larry. Oil is in, a bull market right now. Halliburton's having their annual shareholders meeting starting at 10 a.m. Mondelez, that's ticker MDLZ, Michael David, Larry Zebra, they're having their annual shareholders meeting at 10 a.m. Quest Diagnostics, that's ticker DGX, David Grace X-Ray, they're having their annual shareholders meeting, starts at 10:30. Southwest Airlines, ticker LUV, Larry Uncle Victor, they're having their annual shareholders meeting at 11 a.m. And Block, that's ticker SQ, Sam Quinton, they're having an investors day. That starts today at 11 a.m., so there could be something interesting going on there. In terms of some buyback news, Tile, ticker TILE, this is Interface. They announced a 100 million share repurchasing plan. And Extreme Networks, that's ticker EXTR, Edward X-Ray Tom Richard, they announced a new $200 million share repurchasing program. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Okay, Bill, it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. So what do you have for us today?
Booz Allen, that's ticker BAH, Boy Apple Henry, defense contractor. It's not in a weak sector like the retail. It's not. It's more in the bullish type sectors with oil. So yeah, defense contractors, you know, with everything going on in the Ukraine, this could be an interesting one. Now, Booz Allen's earnings are not out until Friday morning, but I think we're going to start seeing a run up today. I'm looking at the broker, you know, ratings, and they're all positive. You know, they like the stock, they like the earnings potential, and they like what they, you know, the consistency that they deliver. You know, last quarter they delivered a nice beat, but they did lower their full quarter guidance. So that bad news is out. So I'm expecting to start a run in the stock to start happening today. You know, you look at the stock, $81.50 to $85. Last trade, $83.50. I'm really looking to get in at $82.50 to $83, somewhere in that frame. You got to look at the S&Ps. You know, they look to be selling off this morning. That's going to cause stocks to fluctuate a little lower. So you want to lower that, you know, price target. And that way we can be more assured of making that 1% target that we're always shooting for. So my pick for the day is Booz Allen, ticker BAH. You know, looking for a price target for me, you know, I'd say $82.50 to $83. But that's what I have for you today, Emily.
And Booz Allen, it is today. And speaking of data points, you had mentioned your pick of the day yesterday, ADI, in both your earnings rundown and that bump up in guidance in your Newswire alerts. So coming up, we'll do a full recap of that pick from yesterday. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Target CEO expects cost pressures to persist in coming quarters. American Airlines, ticker AAL, to use Microsoft Azure as its preferred cloud platform. Target seems still seeing healthy spending by consumers. HPQ, HP Inc., they revealed new gaming hardware. And Jacobs Engineering, that's ticker J, they awarded a five-year contract renewal with the Atlanta Airlines Terminal Company. Parsons, that's ticker PSN. Parsons unveils a new central approach that unifies its digital organization. Macy's, Kohl's, and other retailers are trading lower in sympathy with Target. That's not surprising. Here's one, calling it Ford, but EU passenger car registrations down 20.6% in April. You know, Goldman Sachs, you know, apparently the U.S. Government is prying into over 100 traders and bankers' phones and a texting probe. Yeah, that's not good. You know, J.P. Morgan, ticker JPM, you know, shareholders rejected his $50 million bonus. You know, it's kind of be expected. Stock's trading lower. If it's at the annual high, you probably would have gotten it. Ticker AUTO, this is AutoWeb. AutoWeb stock is rocked after worst auto buying conditions in 50 years. Caterpillar, ticker CAT, targets service revenues of $28 billion by 2026 at its analyst day. SpaceX is in talks to raise fresh funds at $125 billion, apparently. That's what they're looking for. Progressive, ticker PGR, Paul Grace Richard, they announced a 25 million share buyback. That's really what I'm seeing for you this morning, Emily.
Before we go, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, as promised, which was ADI, Analog Devices. Bill, you made this call ahead of their earnings, which you gave us in your earnings rundown. They did beat by 29 cents on higher revenue. They reported Q2 revenue of $3 billion. The street estimate had been more than $2.8 billion. You also mentioned that they raised their guidance during your Newswire alerts breakdown. And they have that Q3 adjusted EPS of $2.42, give or take 10 cents. and that consensus that had been $2.16. So a bump up no matter how you look at it. The company does have their earnings call scheduled for 10 a.m. this morning. It's been a lot of positive news for ADI. So, Bill, how did your call work out?
Well, you know, ADI worked out. I mean, you know, you have to be real. You have to look at the figures and look at the numbers. The stock opened up at $160.99. So let's just call that a 161. And then it hit a high during the day of 164.40. So, you know, right there, that's a nice gain. But the stock closed at 163.84. You're looking at it this morning in the pre-market, the stock's at 167. I mean, that's like a 3.8% differential between yesterday's opening price and the current price right now. So, yeah, it was a win. You know, that's, you know, even if you look at the opening versus the closing price of yesterday, that's a 2% difference. My problem is I was expecting some weakness because the stock was up too much. It was up like $2 in the pre-market. And I thought, you know what? It's going to downtick. I really just wanted it to downtick rather than it was going to. And, you know, you're always rolling the dice when you're trying to do a price target 2 hours before the market opens. But my price target was off, but it, you know, you look at the stock and you can't say it was not a winner because, you know, a stock that moves 3.8% in 24 hours and you brought it to everyone's attention, that's definitely a winner. But yeah, so I was pleased with the actual outcome, Emily.
Yes, definitely a win there. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Booz Allen pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.